Welcome to Opiniate. In this episode, I will explore the global debate surrounding the TikTok ban. I will dive into the various aspects of this controversial decision, from cybersecurity concerns to geopolitical tensions, and examine how it affects privacy, the economy, and global politics. Join me as we navigate these complex waters together. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more thought-provoking content. Let's get started. Security concerns. In our examination of cybersecurity risks, we direct our focus towards the potential utilization of TikTok as an instrument for cyber espionage. This popular platform, while a bastion of entertainment and social interaction, harbors vulnerabilities that could be exploited by malicious entities. Firstly, let's consider the architecture of TikTok, which, like many social media platforms, collects vast amounts of user data. This includes, but is not limited to, personal information, location data, device identifiers, and browsing histories. Theoretically, if this data were accessed by foreign intelligence, it could be used to craft highly targeted espionage campaigns. For instance, location data could enable the tracking of government employees or sensitive installations, thereby compromising national security. Moreover, TikTok's algorithm, renowned for its precision in user engagement, could be manipulated to propagate misinformation or influence operations. Malicious actors understanding the mechanics of content dissemination on the platform could engineer trends that sway public opinion or distort political processes. An illustrative example of this would be the dissemination of politically charged misinformation aimed at influencing election outcomes or inciting discord. Furthermore, the cybersecurity community has raised concerns about the potential for backdoors within the app's codebase. These backdoors, if present and exploited, could allow for the exfiltration of data without user knowledge. While there is no public evidence to confirm such breaches, the theoretical possibility adds a layer of risk, particularly considering the geopolitical tensions between China and other nations. Statistical insights into cybersecurity incidents involving social media platforms shed light on the magnitude of this issue. While specific statistics for TikTok are not publicly available, a 2020 report by the FBI highlighted a 300% increase in reported cybercrimes, a significant portion of which involved social media tools. This underscores the growing threat landscape where platforms like TikTok operate. In our exploration of national security concerns vis-a-vis TikTok's operations, we confront a nuanced and alarming dimension: the implications of data collection on national security. The app engages in extensive data harvesting, a practice that extends beyond mere user preferences and traverses into the realms of geolocation, device identifiers, and even biometric data. At the heart of the contention lies the theoretical vulnerability that such aggregated data, if accessed by foreign entities, could serve as a tool for systematic surveillance. This becomes particularly disconcerting when considering individuals in sensitive or governmental positions who, unwittingly, might become conduits for espionage. The risk is not confined to direct extraction of classified information, but extends to the mapping of behavioral patterns, routines, and networks that underpin national security apparatus. For instance, imagine a scenario where location data and network interactions of a defense personnel are clandestinely monitored. This is not a far-fetched hypothesis in a digital epoch where data equates to leverage. The implications are profound. Such insights could potentially facilitate foreign powers in constructing a meticulous blueprint of a nation's security operations, unveiling vulnerabilities and operation patterns. Moreover, the specter of data weaponization looms large, wherein aggregated data could be used to engineer targeted influence operations, swaying public opinion, or destabilizing societal cohesion. The Cambridge Analytica scandal serves as a pertinent example, albeit in a different context, illustrating how data misappropriation can have far-reaching impacts on democratic processes and national security. While concrete statistics detailing TikTok's involvement in such activities remain shrouded in confidentiality and geopolitical shadows, the theoretical risk has prompted a spate of governmental bans and restrictions globally. The U.S. military, for instance, has prohibited the app on government-issued devices, underscoring the perceived severity of the threat. Privacy issues. The platform, much like its contemporaries in the digital domain, employs sophisticated algorithms to amass a wide array of user data, pivotal for both user engagement and commercial gains. Foremost in TikTok's data collection repertoire is location data, a critical piece that offers real-time insights into user whereabouts. This is not merely about identifying a city or country. It extends to pinpointing precise locations, thereby mapping out the physical landscape of a user's life. The granularity of such data provides fertile ground for hyper-targeted advertising and content personalization, but also raises substantial privacy concerns. Moreover, TikTok delves into the realm of browsing histories and in-app behaviors. Every swipe, like, share, or search shapes a user's digital footprint, enabling the platform to construct intricate profiles reflecting personal preferences, interests, and even inclinations. This relentless pursuit of user engagement metrics transcends mere curiosity, forming the backbone of TikTok's content delivery algorithms. Biometric data collection introduces another dimension to the discourse. TikTok, in specific instances, has been known to request or infer biometric identifiers, such as facial features and voice prints. Such data, under the guise of enhancing user experience or security measures, intensifies the debate around privacy and consent, especially when juxtaposed with the nebulous bounds of user agreements. Comparatively, when we place TikTok's data harvesting practices side by side with other social media behemoths, the parallels are unmistakable, yet nuanced differences emerge. Platforms like Facebook and Google have long been under scrutiny for similar practices, encompassing vast swathes of personal data collection. However, the distinguishing factor often boils down to transparency, user control, and the geopolitical implications tied to data sovereignty. Despite the ubiquity of comprehensive data collection in the digital age, TikTok's practices have garnered particular attention due to its parent company's domicile in China, a fact that compounds fears related to data misuse and governmental access. While TikTok asserts that its data handling complies with international privacy standards, the absence of transparent third-party audits leaves a shroud of uncertainty. In our exploration, a pivotal concern emerges regarding the paradigms of consent and awareness, particularly in the context of data collection and usage. The cornerstone of any user-platform relationship hinges on transparency and the informed consent of the user. Principles that are ostensibly upheld through terms of service agreements and privacy policies. Yet the real-world application of these principles often veers into murky waters. Transparency, in its essence, entails providing users with clear, comprehensible, and accessible information regarding what data is collected, the purpose behind this collection, and how it is utilized. Ideally, this would empower users to make informed decisions regarding their digital engagement. However, in practice, the sheer complexity and length of privacy policies often serve to obfuscate rather than enlighten. For instance, a study by the Pew Research Center highlighted that only a minority of social media users read privacy policies in their entirety, with many citing their length and complexity as deterrents. In case of TikTok, this issue is compounded by the platform's diverse global user base, which includes a significant portion of young users who may not have a full understanding of privacy implications. The consent mechanism, often a single click to agree to voluminous terms, raises questions about the extent of genuine understanding and agreement from users. The Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, in the UK, for example, has raised concerns over TikTok's handling of children's data and whether adequate steps are taken to ensure informed parental consent. Awareness, or the lack thereof, regarding data usage is another critical issue. While TikTok may delineate in its policies the types of data collected and its potential uses, the practical understanding of these policies among users remains questionable. Surveys and studies consistently show a significant gap between user perceptions and the realities of data practices. The nuances of data sharing with third parties, data retention periods, and the rights users have over their data often remain in the shadows, obscured by legal jargon and complex policy structures. Furthermore, the concept of informed consent is challenged by the dynamic nature of digital platforms, where changes to policies and practices can be frequent and notification to users perfunctory. The European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and similar regulations worldwide strive to address these challenges by setting strict requirements for consent and data handling. However, enforcement remains uneven, and user comprehension of these rights and mechanisms is still an uphill battle. Economic impact. In the labyrinthine corridors of the digital marketplace, the shadow of a potential TikTok ban casts long and intricate patterns, influencing facets of market competition and innovation. As we dissect the ramifications of such a ban, it's imperative to understand that TikTok, with its meteoric rise, has not merely been a participant in the social media realm, but a disruptor that has redefined user engagement and content paradigms. The inception and exponential growth of TikTok have introduced a new competitive dynamic among social media platforms. Its unique algorithm-driven approach to content delivery and its emphasis on short-form video content have set new industry standards, compelling veterans like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to innovate and adapt, launching similar features such as Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. This competition has been a driving force for innovation, pushing platforms to continuously enhance user experience and content delivery mechanisms. A ban on TikTok would ostensibly alleviate competitive pressures for these incumbent platforms, potentially leading to a stagnation in innovation. Without the need to contend with TikTok's unique engagement models and rapid content cycles, there could be a deceleration in the evolution of content formats and algorithms across the social media landscape. Historically, the lack of competition in digital sectors has often led to complacency, resulting in poorer user experiences and slower technological advancements. Moreover, from an economic standpoint, TikTok has been a crucible for creators and advertisers alike, fostering a vibrant ecosystem that has allowed small businesses and individuals to thrive. According to a report from Omnicore, TikTok's global user spending in 2020 exceeded $1 billion, highlighting its significant economic impact. A ban could disrupt this burgeoning economic ecosystem, impacting livelihoods and marketing strategies, especially for those who have leveraged TikTok's unique demographic reach. Furthermore, the digital advertising sector would face a significant upheaval. TikTok has carved out a substantial niche in advertising markets, offering an alternative to the Google-Facebook duopoly. Its departure would not only diminish diversity in advertising platforms, but could also lead to increased prices and reduced effectiveness for advertisers due to the reduced competition. On the flip side, a TikTok ban could ignite innovation in two distinct ways. Firstly, it could spur existing platforms to develop new features or improve existing ones to absorb TikTok's user base. Secondly, it could create a vacuum in the market, offering a golden opportunity for emerging platforms and startups to enter the social media space, potentially leading to a new wave of innovation and diversity in the market. The platform, distinguished by its short-form video content, has not only heralded a new age of digital creativity, but has also become an indispensable marketing tool for small businesses worldwide. Thus, a ban on TikTok could precipitate significant repercussions for content creators and small enterprises, a scenario warranting a comprehensive analysis. For content creators, TikTok has been a beacon of opportunity, enabling individuals to showcase their talents, build communities, and, significantly, monetize their content. The platform's unique algorithm amplifies reach and engagement, often catapulting creators from obscurity to virality overnight. According to a report by Influencer Marketing Hub, top TikTok influencers can earn between $200,000 to $20,000 annually from their content and endorsements. A ban, therefore, represents not merely a loss of a platform, but a substantial blow to their livelihoods. It could dismantle established communities and sever relationships forged over shared content and interactions, impacting both emotional and financial well-being. Moreover, the ripple effects extend to small businesses that have leveraged TikTok's expansive and engaged user base for marketing purposes. For many of these entities, TikTok has been a low-cost, high-reward avenue to showcase products, narrate brand stories, and engage with customers. Its algorithm levels the playing field, allowing small businesses to reach potential customers well beyond their geographic location. A report by Oberlo in 2021 highlighted that TikTok ads can reach a staggering 885 million users, underscoring its significance as a marketing platform. The cessation of access to TikTok would thus necessitate a recalibration of marketing strategies, often at a greater expense and with diminished returns, given the unique demographic and engagement metrics of TikTok users. The ban could also stifle innovation within digital marketing strategies. The interactive and creative nature of TikTok campaigns, often characterized by challenges, hashtags, or user-generated content, has propelled brands to think outside traditional advertising paradigms. This loss of a creative outlet could lead to a homogenization of marketing strategies, potentially diminishing brand distinctiveness and consumer engagement. Furthermore, for both creators and businesses, the transition to alternative platforms is fraught with challenges. Replicating the same level of engagement and community on other platforms is not a straightforward task due to differences in algorithms, user demographics, and content preferences. The migration could lead to significant attrition in follower counts and engagement rates, translating into reduced visibility and revenue. U.S.-China relations. In the world of global geopolitics, the discourse surrounding the TikTok ban emerges as a stark emblem of the escalating tensions between two world powers, the United States and China. This development is not an isolated event, but a microcosm of the broader technological and trade confrontations that are increasingly characterizing the relationship between these nations, heralding what some analysts have termed the technological Cold War. The genesis of this modern Cold War can be traced back to foundational issues of intellectual property rights, cybersecurity, and technological sovereignty. The U.S., under various administrations, has expressed growing concerns over China's technological ascent, alleging unfair trade practices, theft of intellectual property, and the use of technology for surveillance and political manipulation. The ban on TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, is emblematic of these concerns, symbolizing fears that personal data collected by Chinese companies could be used to further Beijing's intelligence and geopolitical objectives. This situation is further complicated by the role of technology in national security. The U.S. has been particularly vocal about the risks associated with allowing Chinese technology companies, perceived as state proxies, to operate within its borders. This has led to significant actions, such as the placement of Huawei on the U.S. entity list in 2019, restricting its access to U.S. technology over national security concerns. Similarly, TikTok's data collection capabilities have raised alarms over potential espionage activities, echoing the broader apprehensions of technology being weaponized in geopolitical strategies. The ban also reflects a strategic decoupling in the technology sector, a move towards technological self-reliance known as techno-nationalism. The U.S. aims to curb its dependence on Chinese technology, advocating for clean networks and the repatriation of key technological supply chains. Meanwhile, China has accelerated its Made in China 2025 initiative, aiming to achieve independence in critical technological sectors. This bilateral move towards decoupling has significant global ramifications affecting supply chains, international cooperation in research and development, and the global governance of the digital domain. Furthermore, the TikTok saga illuminates the broader trade tensions manifesting in tariffs, trade restrictions, and a battle for technological supremacy. This has profound implications for global trade norms and the future of international technology standards. The bifurcation of technology standards, often referred to as the splinter net, threatens to fracture the global digital landscape, impeding the free flow of information and stifling innovation. The contemplation of a TikTok ban and its ramifications extends beyond the digital domain, permeating the delicate fabric of international diplomacy. This action, while seemingly centered on issues of privacy and national security, resonates with deeper geopolitical undercurrents that could significantly influence global diplomatic landscapes. Firstly, the act of banning a platform as prominent as TikTok, emblematic of China's burgeoning technological prowess, can be perceived as a direct affront to Chinese interests. Such a move not only escalates tensions between the imposing country and China, but also sets a precedent that other nations might follow, potentially leading to a fragmentation of the global internet. This digital balkanization could impede international cooperation, as countries may become more insular, prioritizing national security over global connectivity. Moreover, the implications of a TikTok ban spill over into the realms of trade and economics. The U.S.-China trade relationship, already strained by tariffs and reciprocal accusations, could face further degradation. A ban could exacerbate existing disputes and stymie negotiations on other pressing issues, such as intellectual property rights, market access, and the rules governing the global economic order. For instance, during high-stake negotiations, a country could leverage the ban as a bargaining chip, or conversely, as a point of contention, thereby complicating dialogues and delaying resolutions. The diplomatic fallout extends to multilateral forums and alliances. Countries aligned with the banning nation might feel pressured to adopt similar stances, leading to a polarization among international allies and partners. This divide becomes particularly pronounced in organizations where collective decision-making is crucial, such as the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, or regional security alliances. The ripple effects could influence voting patterns, joint statements, and the overall cohesion of these international bodies. Furthermore, the ban impacts global norms and the international regulatory framework concerning digital governance and cybersecurity. it raises questions about the balance between national security and the free flow of information, setting a precedent that could be invoked by other nations to justify their own digital restrictions. This scenario poses a risk to the open and interconnected nature of the global internet, potentially leading to a patchwork of national internets, each with its own set of rules and regulations. In addition, the diplomatic repercussions of a TikTok ban could influence public opinion and soft power. Public sentiment, both domestically and internationally, could sway against the banning country, particularly if the move is seen as an infringement on freedom of expression or an act of economic protectionism. This shift in perception could weaken the soft power of the banning nation, diminishing its ability to influence global affairs through cultural or ideological means.
Legal and regulatory framework.
In the evolving digital epoch, the TikTok conundrum epitomizes the challenges and intricacies of aligning national actions with international legal standards, particularly concerning privacy and data protection. This scenario prompts a meticulous dissection of global data protection frameworks and their applicability to the TikTok scenario, offering a prism through which to scrutinize the alignments and conflicts inherent in this digital quandary. At the forefront of international legal standards on privacy and data protection stands the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, of the European Union, a beacon of comprehensive privacy laws. The GDPR mandates stringent requirements for data processing, consent, and cross-border data transfers, setting a high benchmark for personal data protection. Under its aegis, data subjects are afforded robust rights, including access, rectification, deletion, and the right to object to data processing. In the tapestry of the TikTok scenario, questions arise regarding the platform's compliance with GDPR, especially considering its global user base, including European citizens. The crux of the issue lies in TikTok's data collection practices, its consent mechanisms, and the transfer of user data across borders, potentially to jurisdictions with less stringent privacy safeguards. The alleged opacity in TikTok's data handling practices and its affiliation with China, a country whose privacy laws diverge significantly from GDPR standards, illuminate the conflicts between TikTok's operational methodologies and international legal benchmarks. Furthermore, the TikTok situation intersects with the principles enshrined in the Convention 108 of the Council of Europe, the first binding international instrument in the data protection sphere, which seeks to safeguard individuals' rights to privacy, emphasizing the need for legal frameworks to protect personal data against misuse. The scrutiny extends beyond European shores to other regions, with established data protection laws, such as the Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act, PIPEDA, in Canada, or the Lei Geral de Proteção de Dados, LGPD, in Brazil, which also emphasize consent, data rights, and cross-border data transfer safeguards. The alignment or lack thereof of TikTok's policies with these international norms becomes a litmus test for its global compliance posture. The crux of the conflict stems from the divergent approaches to data protection across jurisdictions, compounded by the global nature of platforms like TikTok. While some countries advocate for data sovereignty, asserting that data should be stored and processed within national borders, others promote a more open approach, underpinned by adequacy decisions and international agreements to facilitate cross-border data flows. Moreover, the United Nations guidelines on the protection of personal data and privacy, though not legally binding, provide a universal framework emphasizing respect for human rights, legality, necessity, and proportionality in data processing. The extent to which TikTok's operations adhere to these principles, amid allegations of excessive data harvesting and inadequate user consent, remains a focal point of international discourse. In national security and digital sovereignty, the legislative and regulatory frameworks play a pivotal role, particularly when evaluating the measures to ban or restrict applications like TikTok. One of the most significant regulatory mechanisms in the United States influencing such decisions is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS. CFIUS is an interagency committee authorized to review certain transactions involving foreign investment in the United States, particularly those that could result in control of a U.S. business by a foreign entity to determine the effect of such transactions on national security. The committee's scrutiny extends to acquisitions, mergers, and investments that may not immediately appear to implicate national security, but could pose potential risks due to the nature of the foreign investors or the sensitivity of the target U.S. business's operations. In the context of TikTok, Owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, CFIUS's role is paramount. The committee evaluates whether ByteDance's acquisition of Musical.ly, now TikTok, and its subsequent operations present any risks to U.S. national security, considering factors such as the nature of data collected, the potential for data exploitation, and the broader geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and China. The concerns stem from allegations that the Chinese government could compel ByteDance to hand over TikTok's U.S. user data under China's national security laws, thus posing a threat to U.S. national security. Beyond CFIUS, the legal landscape for banning or restricting applications like TikTok involves various other national legislative and regulatory frameworks. For instance, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, gives the president broad powers to regulate commerce after declaring a national emergency in response to any unusual and extraordinary threat to the United States that originates in whole or substantial part outside the United States. The Trump administration attempted to invoke IEEPA in its executive orders aiming to ban TikTok, citing concerns over data privacy, potential data transfer to the Chinese government, and the safeguarding of the national security of the United States. Although these attempts were met with legal challenges and injunctions, they underscore the potential for using IEEPA as a tool to address perceived threats from foreign-owned digital platforms. Moreover, specific legislation, such as the proposed Protecting Americans from Foreign Surveillance Act, aims to address concerns raised by social media platforms like TikTok directly. This type of legislation seeks to create a legal framework specifically designed to regulate or prohibit foreign technology products that pose significant risks to personal privacy and national security. In addition to federal actions, state-level legislation also plays a critical role. Several U.S. states have enacted or proposed laws and executive orders prohibiting the use of TikTok on government-issued devices or within government institutions, reflecting localized responses to the perceived threats posed by the platform. Global responses and comparisons. When it comes to global digital governance, the discourse surrounding TikTok transcends borders, reflecting a myriad of approaches and regulatory measures undertaken by various countries. This global scrutiny not only underscores the burgeoning concerns tied to digital platforms, but also highlights the diverse regulatory landscapes shaping the fate of TikTok worldwide. India was among the first to impose a sweeping ban on TikTok in June 2020, alongside 58 other Chinese apps, under the pretext of safeguarding its sovereignty and integrity. The Indian government cited concerns regarding data security, privacy breaches, and the insidious role of such platforms in undermining the democratic fabric of society. This move was precipitated by escalating geopolitical tensions following border skirmishes with China, thereby placing the ban within a broader context of national security and geopolitical rivalry. While a nationwide ban in the U.S. has not been fully implemented, TikTok has faced intense scrutiny under various administrations. Concerns in the U.S. predominantly revolve around national security, data privacy, and the potential for espionage, given the app's Chinese origins. Various states and federal entities have implemented restrictions, particularly on government devices. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, has been a pivotal player, investigating the implications of ByteDance's acquisition of Musical.ly, now TikTok. Although legislative and executive maneuvers have aimed to restrict or ban the platform, legal challenges and policy revisions continue to shape the American approach. The approach within the European Union reflects a nuanced stance focused on data protection and privacy in alignment with the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. While there hasn't been a unified ban, the European Data Protection Board has launched investigations, and various EU countries have initiated reviews focusing on data processing, consent, and minors' data. Individual entities, such as the European Commission, have instituted bans on TikTok on staff devices, citing data security concerns. Australia's stance on TikTok has been cautious yet investigative. While no ban has been instituted, the Australian government has conducted inquiries into TikTok's operations, examining the risks associated with data security and foreign interference. Public discussions and governmental probes continue to assess the platform's compliance with Australian privacy and security standards. Indonesia temporarily banned TikTok in 2018, citing concerns over indecent content and negative impact on youth. However, this ban was short-lived, with the platform being reinstated after agreeing to clean up its content and comply with local regulations. This instance highlights the content moderation aspect influencing regulatory actions against TikTok. The regulatory journey in Pakistan has seen multiple twists, with TikTok being banned and subsequently reinstated several times. The bans were primarily due to concerns over immoral and indecent content, reflecting cultural and ethical considerations. However, engagements between TikTok and Pakistani authorities have led to the platform's restoration, contingent on stringent content monitoring and compliance with local norms. The effectiveness of bans and regulations levied against platforms like TikTok becomes a pivotal area of scrutiny. These measures, born out of national security, privacy, and ethical concerns, aim to mitigate potential risks associated with the platform's operations. Yet, the real measure of their effectiveness lies in the tangible changes they precipitate in TikTok's policies, user safeguarding practices, and the broader digital ecosystem. Changes in TikTok's policies and operations. In response to the myriad of global pressures, TikTok has initiated several notable changes aimed at aligning its operations with international expectations and legal standards. One significant area of reform has been data transparency and user data protection. For instance, TikTok has embarked on establishing data centers in regions like Ireland and Singapore, aiming to localize data storage and reduce the risks associated with cross-border data transfers, a move partly motivated by concerns similar to those expressed in the European Union's GDPR. Moreover, TikTok has bolstered its user privacy and safety measures, introducing features such as enhanced privacy settings for younger users and transparent data usage policies. These changes, while prompted by global criticisms, signify TikTok's attempts to navigate the complex tapestry of international regulations and restore user and regulator confidence. Impact on national security and data privacy. Assessing the effectiveness of bans and regulations from a national security and data privacy perspective is complex. While bans, such as those initiated by India and the U.S. military, aim to curtail potential data exploitation and foreign influence, their direct impact on enhancing national security remains challenging to quantify. However, they undeniably act as catalysts, compelling both TikTok and other tech entities to prioritize data security and reconsider data handling practices. From a broader perspective, these actions serve as a wake-up call to the industry, highlighting the importance of data sovereignty and ethical data practices. They underscore the necessity for platforms to adhere to local laws and global standards, fostering a more secure and privacy-conscious digital environment. Content moderation and cultural compliance. In countries like Indonesia and Pakistan, concerns over content decency and cultural alignment have led to temporary bans. The effectiveness of these measures can be observed in TikTok's subsequent adjustments to its content moderation policies and practices. Following these bans, TikTok enhanced its content filtering mechanisms and engaged more actively with local regulatory bodies to ensure content compliance with cultural norms, demonstrating a form of regulatory success in aligning platform operations with local expectations. Global digital governance and compliance. The global response to TikTok underscores the shifting paradigms of digital governance, pushing for a more accountable and transparent tech industry. While unilateral actions by individual countries may yield changes at a micro level, they also raise questions about the feasibility and effectiveness of fragmented regulatory approaches in a borderless digital world. The collaborative efforts, as seen in the European Union's approach, highlight the potential for multilateral regulatory frameworks to induce comprehensive changes in platform operations, setting a precedent for global digital cooperation. However, the ultimate effectiveness of these measures hinges on sustained enforcement and the adaptation of regulatory frameworks to the rapid evolution of digital technologies. In conclusion, while the effectiveness of bans and regulations in altering TikTok's policies and practices is evident to varying degrees, the broader implications for digital governance, user safety, and international collaboration continue to unfold. These actions not only reshape the operations of platforms like TikTok, but also redefine the contours of global internet governance, setting a complex stage for the future of digital interaction and regulation. Thank you for tuning into our analysis. Remember to give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and ring the notification bell to stay updated with our latest intriguing content. Take care and see you next time.